The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Two wonderful shows we do here on the Tony Curry Radio. Home Field Advantage is a big show. We've got K4 Wins. We've got all these brand new shows that we're doing here. Go to our umbrella of shows. You can look up Tony Curry Radio Podcast and see everything we're doing. Of course, Heart of Alabama Food Bank's been a big part of that now for years, mission-minded. And this newer show, that's been out for about a year, called Bite by Bite. Michael Coleman is the CEO of that wonderful organization. What you got for us today, brother?
Yeah, so a friend of mine who's also in the food banking business sent out an article. It's entitled Grocery Stores That Donate Expiring Food Instead of Price Discounting or Discarding Make Higher Profits. And I thought I'd just kind of explain for just a minute two aspects. One is expiring food is a little bit of a misnomer. We've touched on this before, but it's worth repeating because there's still a lot of confusion out there. When we see labels today, typically what you see, there's still a few that say expires on this date, but usually what it says is best if used by.
Yeah.
And what they mean is that the same color, the same texture, the same consistency as if it came, was freshly made, you can expect that product to remain that way for X amount of time. After that date, the USDA then looks at that food and says, okay, there are some things that the consistency, it may gel a little bit, it may do whatever.
Sure.
But absolutely, there's nothing wrong with that food. It's still safe to eat. It just made it. So I think of a jar of peanut butter. Mm-hmm. After a year, it sits there sometimes, and some of the oil comes to the top. And you take the top off, and they're like, oh, this is expired. This, no, you mix it back up in there, and it absolutely is not unsafe. Matter of fact, the USDA came out years ago and said you can use peanut butter 2 years past the best if used by date. Now, grocery stores understand they want their product to be aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. So they don't want oil sitting on top of the peanut butter, yeah, even though they could still sell it. And look, I 100% understand it. So a large portion, you know, 30%, but for us, it's even more of what we distribute comes from donations from grocery chains. And people are surprised by that because it's, you know, every year for us, it's millions of pounds of food that we get from Walmart and Publix and Winn-Dixie, all the grocery store chains, all these that have a relationship with Feeding America. And the question would be, well, why do they do that? Or is it for money or altruism or whatever? And I think for the most part, companies do have a culture of they're being the food business. They recognize there's a need, and so they want to give to their communities. And truth of the matter is, food banking would fall apart for the most part without these companies. But it's also a financial consideration because companies, it's written in our tax code that if you donate food, you are able to get, you don't get the full price of what you would sell it for.
Oh, yeah.
But you do get a significant write-off. And one of the responsibilities that we have is anytime somebody donates food is we have to capture that invoice of what's being donated. We put it in our system, electronic system called Meal Connect. It actually goes from us up to Feeding America. Feeding America then provides Walmart, whoever, whatever company it is, with the receipt. And then when they do the corporate taxes, it comes off their taxes. So a lot of people go, oh, these corporations don't pay enough money. Well, a lot of it is because they're paying along the way, you know, donating food and helping take care of society in this case. In the article said in 2022, retailers donated close to 2 billion pounds of food, which amounted to $3.5 billion. And so the estimated value turns out to be, you know, a little less than $2 per pound that they donated. It's the lifeblood in many cases of what they do. But there is this huge tax write-off that goes with that. And so part of it is, I wonder, I found the article very interesting. Besides, I don't like the misnomer of expiring food. That's really, it's more best if used by. But I wonder if more, even local grocers, so there's grocery store chains like down south, we have Piggly Wiggly's. We all grew up with Piggly Wiggly's. We're familiar with them. Those operate independently. Each store is independently owned. And so they're not part of the Feeding America network, but they could still donate food.
Yeah.
But lots of times the article is about, lots of times you'll go in and say, okay, this food, they recognize, hey, we're getting close. I'm going to have to move this food. I'm going to go ahead and discount it to move it. But lots of times they'll discount it and move it when if they would have donated that food, the tax write-off could actually
be better,
be more profitable for them in the long run. I get it. It's probably easier just to discount it and move it out.
Sure.
I get it. But it really speaks to just a lot of things. I won't go into all the detail, but just it speaks to our tax code. I'm thankful that they can write off that product. I'm thankful that they respond to that they, and a lot of this stuff, I will tell you, that we get is not even close to the date. You know, lots of times they, like when I go to the Walmart stores and Publix and other things, they say it, we have a list. So the manager just doesn't go through and go, oh, okay, I'm going to donate this. Oh, I'll donate this. They actually have from corporate a list, and it prints out the inventory and it says, donate this. So they put a lot of time as part of their whole management and part of their whole culture. But I just found it incredibly interesting that more and more grocers could actually benefit by donating product and could come out in the long run. Maybe they're like, yeah, but I've got the hassle of donating, keeping up with receipts. I'd rather just discount it and take the money then. But it just kind of gives you an insight and picture into the overall system of how all of this works. And we live in an amazing country, like you said, so many countries. Canada has a food banking system. I think Great Britain does. But so many countries outside of Western European and you know, America and Canada don't have any sort of support for our society. So you see business, government, nonprofits all working together there to help feed our neighbors. And
my I love it. My kids are the worst when it comes to the expired food. My 20-year-old has got this thing. I mean, he's got to look at everything he eats first. And I'm like, just do the smell test. Just smell it. You know, if it's a little brown or something like that. And then I was packing my daughter's lunch the other day, which I don't have to do, but I was trying to be nice. And I put in a bag of Sun Chips, which was unopened, but it expired September 24th and she wouldn't eat it. And I'm like, they're fine. And I opened it up and of course ate the entire bag because it hadn't been opened, but yeah, kids are funny that way. The same kids that at some portion in their life have to stop and go to the bathroom in every portalette on the side of the road. I don't know what it is about kids where they go through that phase where they don't want to go poop and then they have to go to the bathroom at every restaurant they find, every restaurant they see. Does this place have a restaurant or does it have a bathroom? I'm like, yeah, I need to go. I'm like, you just went. And some reason kids, and then they won't eat Sun Chips that are like a day old. I don't know. But I figure these kids
out. It
really is. All right, my friend. Thank you so much, man. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll catch you up next week.
All right, you as well.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.